You're listening to 88.5 KRFY, and we're live in the studio with Jatiel London, Charlie Lowell. This is the Star Family Singers, and we're going to kick things off right with a song. Star Family Singers, you are listening to Panhandle Community Radio, and we're live in the studio with Jatiel Lund and Charlie Lowell, who are in town, and thank you very much for dropping by the studio.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks for having us.
Jatiel, it's great to see you again. Haven't seen you since we did our little holiday show on the 5th of December. Has it been a nice 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's been good. Mm-hmm. We were on the East Coast, and we were on tour, and we played a bunch of shows there, and we got back about a week ago.
Yeah.
Charlie, you are new to these airwaves, and welcome. Welcome to the KRFY family.
Thanks.
It's nice to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be here. No, I'm happy.
How long have you guys been playing together?
It's been like a year and a half.
Yeah, okay. About then, on or off. We met a while ago at an open mic. And then we were like distantly friends for a while. And then probably about almost 2 years ago, we both were living in Bellingham, Washington. And we played a show together in Bellingham. And then I randomly needed a bassist for this band I was putting together. And then Charlie was like, I'll just learn bass. And then she learned bass like really fast, and it was crazy. and then we both moved away to different parts of the world. And then basically we would just like book tours together. So then like one of us would fly out, and then we would go on like a tour, and then the other one did. And then this year we went on tour for like 3 months. I think we played in the past, in 2025, I think we played 76 shows like in, the US and Canada.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So 76 shows in 365 days. What is that? Like one every fifth? Every 5 days or so? Yeah. That's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good. It was like mostly in like, we did like half of them in like a month almost.
Yeah. Too. We did a lot. We did like 20,
between August 15th and like September 15th, I think we did 27 shows.
Yeah.
All on the East Coast. Yeah.
Let's see. Jatil, I know a little bit about your story. You're a Sandpoint boy from way back.
From way old, back.
That's right.
Way back.
Way back.
Uh-huh. Were you yeah, I know that you're kind of the Lake Street, part of the Lake Street Mafia, right?
What's the Lake Street? I've never even heard.
Yeah, just made it up, but it's isn't that neighborhood?
You know, Ponder Point.
Oh, you're out in Ponder.
I'm in Ponder Point.
You're a Ponder Point guy.
I'm a Ponder Point house.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, my grandpa, he was the first person to build a house in Ponder Point.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
How about you, Charlie? What's your background?
Yeah, well, I'm from Massachusetts, so long way from home, and I don't even know why I'm here. You know, it's like what a bizarre turn of events, but it's been a nice time. It's been a nice experience. I'm happy, and what else can I say? I grew up in Massachusetts.
This is not your first time in Sandpoint.
Turtles, no.
Okay.
No, not my first time in Sandpoint. Mm-hmm. I've been here a couple times before.
Okay. It's great in January, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm happy. I like the snow. I like the snow a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's been really foggy. I've been learning about how it's kind of foggy sometimes.
It sure is. How about that fog we had yesterday?
It was pretty foggy.
It was wild. Yeah.
So I was experiencing that. And
mm-hmm. I heard when I got home yesterday in that thick fog, it was kind of spooky, and I actually heard an owl in the woods across the street from me, and whoa. It was like, yeah, it gave me a little shiver. It was shiver. Very cool.
Wait, do you know I love owls?
Who doesn't love owls?
Dude, no, but it do you was know, really cool. Do you know I have a special connection with owls?
What's your special connection with owls, Jatil?
I have a special, there's like every other song that I write, there's an owl in it.
Okay.
Jatil tried to convince me over the summer, like, any song about a bird, that's so goofy. We should never write a song about a bird. And I was like, I have to, like, take, like, a
but video owl of you saying this different out loud. Because it's a bird, it's a night bird.
Yeah.
It's a different type of bird.
The night was spooky last night. I also got spooked last night.
It was spooky, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Kind of, Who knows what's out there in the fog? Owls, for one thing.
Wait, mm-hmm. we should play the snowplow song. Do you want to? Can we play a song? I just want to play songs.
Yeah, play a song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds good. Wait, before you do. You play great music, and where can people go to hear your music besides turning on their radio?
Oh, tomorrow we're playing at the IPA, and we're doing this show. It's to raise funds to go into the studio. We're going into the studio with my buddy Justin Landis. Mm-hmm. At his studio, what's it called? Johnny Long Station.
Yeah.
It's way up in the hills somewhere. But just for that and like printing CDs and stuff, because we don't have any music released yet, which is a crying shame.
It is.
People say it's a crying shame. But so we're playing tomorrow at the IPA at 7, probably is when we're going to start playing. And there's going to be a potluck beforehand.
I'm making lasagna.
You're making lasagna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's my Nana's recipe, so it's going to be really good.
Okay. Potluck at 6. Hold on, I have the message here.
And then music at 7.
Okay, yeah. Potluck at 6, music at 7. And it could go, and then it says at open jam after.
Oh, yeah. My friend Vance is bringing his coronet.
Ooh.
Paul Gunter's gonna be there. Probably just a bunch Vance of random Bergeson. People. I don't know. I just like, I don't know. I might not even happen, but I just want to like make music and hang out.
I think it'll happen. That'll be a good show at the Idaho Poor Authority tomorrow night. Cash donations accepted. But it doesn't say anything about a cover. Let's assume there's no cover.
Yeah, just bring much money.
But bring as bring you your can checkbook, bring cash.
It,
yeah.
Just give it to us.
And it's an album fundraiser show and potluck. So bring a dish to share.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead. Okay, play some music. We'll talk more about the show after.
This next song is about being a snowplow driver. It's a hypothetical. Actually, we're just on the East Coast. And we played this song all over, everywhere. And no one's ever a snowplow driver. And then we played this show on the East Coast. And there was this one guy, and he's like, he was like, tomorrow's my first day of being a snowplow driver.
And you gave him a theme song.
And we gave him a song, yeah. And this is, it's about kind of like, you know, when you're up late or up early driving the snowplow and you see secrets that, you know, other people.
Oh, yeah, and you get spooked.
And you get spooked. And get
spooked.
Yeah.
Here's the Star Family Singers live in the studio.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Star Family Singers with a, what's that one called? Just the Snowplow Song?
It's just the Snowplow Song,
The Snowplow Song. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah,
especially the cool. The
yeah, I love making an owl noise.
Mm-hmm.
Over the summer, we're working at a summer camp in New Hampshire, and there's sometimes this owl that would come up above our cabin and would, like, hoot like crazy, and you could hear another owl in the distance, and they were, like, fighting it out with their words. And then do that. And I would always try to, like, hoop back, you know, join in.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you want to do, to do that one? Or do you want to do... which one do you want to do?
Yeah, we can. I don't know. Should we just keep going?
Sure. Hey, it's community radio. We do what community. Do whatever you want. Let's see. We'll say again that you're playing tomorrow night at the Idaho Authority.
Yeah.
Anything else like coming up? Any other dates you want people to put on their calendar?
That's a good question.
We're playing a lot out of town, but we're gonna be here until like April. So.
If you want to hang out.
Okay. Yeah.
If anyone wants to hang out. Uh-huh. I think we're going to play in April. We're going to open for a show at the IPA at the beginning of April.
At the beginning of April sometime.
So that's kind of a ways out, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't know.
You don't know. Okay. But we'll keep an eye out. Let me know. I'll we'll put it out you. Over the airwaves.
Yeah.
You don't right now. You are off social media.
Yeah.
Right? Because I was looking for a picture of you and I couldn't find one.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
fine.
We kind of that's or it's not that's really okay. a gimmick, but basically, you know, growing up, everyone says if you're going to play music, if you're going to make it, you got to start an Instagram page. You got to make the reels. You got to pump out the reels. And I'm about a different kind of reels, and that's reels life. Nice. I'm into real life.
Okay. Yep.
And the real world.
Yeah.
So, we're off social media, but we have this text list, and everywhere we go to like promote, we just tell people sign up for our text list, and people write down their phone number, and then we text them when we come and like play there again. And that's how we operate, and it's kind of fun because I just like. The concept of everybody, like so many people having my phone number and just like a direct line to contact me anytime. Because, you know, with social media, there's like this whole thing. You might be like, oh, that person, they're too cool for me to text. But if you have someone's phone number, you can just text them anytime.
That's true.
It's a direct pass.
And people do text you.
And people do text me. Actually, we played a show in New Hampshire and we just met this guy and he had good vibes. And I said, hey, you should come to Idaho when we record. And hang out. Our friend Drew, I texted him to listen. I said, you should listen in. Mm-hmm. And then, like,
he is in fact coming.
A few days later, he texted me. He's like, I'm quitting my job. I'm coming to Idaho when you guys record. And it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And I said, thanks, Drew. That's going to be fun.
Awesome.
But anyways, okay, we're going to play more music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too much chat and not enough
music. All right, fine. But you can go and see these guys at the Idaho Port Authority tomorrow night. It's a potluck. This potluck starts at 6. The music starts at 7.
You don't have to bring anything.
You don't have to bring a dish.
You can just come listen. But you it's can. Fine. But you can. We're bringing lasagna.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, we're making
and a salad.
Uh huh.
And
I'm making a meringue dessert.
Okay. Treat. Anyways.
What would you like to play next?
This song.
This song is what we would like to play next.
Okay. Okay, you ready?
It's Jatiel Lund and Charlie Lowell in the studio with me. It's the Star Family Singers, and they're going to play this song.
Thanks. This song. 1, 2, 3. Where? Why?
And if I were the maker, the taker of this world, winds and tides, could I find a whisper?
That was that song.
It's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
So the titles come later on, I guess.
Yeah, my mom always gets on me for this, too.
She
yeah.
says, say the titles.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know them. Do we know the song for the title for that song?
We do actually know the title for that song. That song's called Charlie's Comet. I don't know why
we said this song.
We were just in a mood.
We like to be spiteful. If, as an artist, it's important to be spiteful.
You don't lose that and sense of spite.
You've got to be spiteful for your audience, for everybody.
You
never can give them what they want.
The Star Family Singers is the name of the band. They're going to do one more for us?
Yeah.
One more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. And Jatiel Lund, you are also the former city commissioner for business and ownership in Oslo, Norway.
I sure am. Yeah. My past life.
I forget to bring this up every time, but what was that like?
I don't know. I actually think I am somehow.
Are you related to this guy?
I'm somehow related to this person, or somehow one of my distant relatives know, or I don't remember.
What?
I just remember being a kid and like, and some guy being like, oh, I know that guy, Jatiel Lund. He's the commissioner of the whatever.
What?
I don't know. He's some finance stuff?
Yeah, he's a Norwegian civil servant, and he is, he's an economist, and he's in,
There was also Jatiel Lund that was a ski racer, I think, like when I was in middle school, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
For what is a pretty unusual name.
It's like the Joe Smith of
it's
Norway.
Funny that it comes right up. And what I like is that if I Google Jatiel Lund, if somebody's looking for this guy, this famous Norwegian politician, your picture from the KRFY website comes up as one of the results.
Boom.
So we're getting
Jatiel. Some traction.
Yeah. I'm more famous than you.
We're getting some traction. You're getting some traction. And and hopefully he's appreciating that he shares a name with you as well.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's pretty cool.
Do you want to do the or do you want to do a Love Burn before the first star shook?
Either one.
Let's do both.
You guys obviously have lots of music. You'll be playing a full set tomorrow night at the Idaho Poor Authority, starting at 7:00 with a potluck to precede the event. Let's see. It's to raise money for an album, a forthcoming album. Do you have a title for the album in mind yet?
No.
Okay.
We were talking about that.
We're like, what are we gonna call it? I don't know.
So you gotta go and record it. Yeah, go ahead. What do you got, Charlie?
Oh no. I don't have an idea. I was just gonna disclose that there's a lot that we don't know. In general about this whole process. So we are kind of winging it, but we're learning a lot along the way. So I think that's pretty positive.
Yeah.
But no, I don't actually have anything to contribute in terms of.
Okay. Do you know, well, the great Justin Landis knows his way around the studio.
He knows his way. Yeah. I think he's going to be playing drums.
Sweet.
And then I'm going to have my friend Clancy in Providence, Rhode Island, play guitar. My friend Gavin from Sandpoint, Idaho, play the pedal steel. Nice. And then my friend Dylan from Nelson, BC, play the keyboard. Maybe, I don't know. Is this going to happen? And we'll see. We were like thinking, because I was like, what type of questions are they going to ask us? And I was like, maybe they'll ask like what our influence is. And I was like, oh man, what are our influences? And based on today, it was like Michael Jackson and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. Who's the best? You ever listen to Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan?
Oh boy, I can't say that I do.
He's like the Elvis of Pakistan.
Okay.
He's so good.
Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. Okay, yeah. We'll look him up. See if we can get him into the rotation here at the radio station.
You should.
I will. And okay, so we can't say when the album is coming out, but you're going to start working on it ASAP. Probably. And at some point there will be an album. We don't know the name of it, but when it does come out, we'll be sure to start spinning it here. Yeah.
Thanks. It comes out, we'll text.
Not working okay. With much.
We'll get a text from Jatil.
Very enthusiastic.
Okay. No, but you obviously have the material now. It's just getting to the studio and putting it together.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. One more from the Star Family Singers before they depart onto whatever comes next for you this evening. And yes, everybody should go and check them out tomorrow night at the Idaho Port Authority if you're interested in good music.
Nice.
Yeah. And good food. Lasagna. Cool.
Lasagna.
That alone should get people in the door.
Yeah.
Find out.
It is good lasagna. Yeah.
See how good this recipe really is. Okay. And it will, yes. I'll stop talking right now. You guys play a song.
You're good. You're great.
Yeah.
You're good. Jatil needs to keep tuning a little bit.
Okay. Well, I can talk some more.
Good. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay. It'll do.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. This song is called Love Burned Before the First Star Shook. It's a really long name.
Dark my headlamp and die. Black star on my
owl again. There it was. Yeah.
It has to come.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. That was great. The band is Jatiel London, Charlie Lowell, the Star Family Singers. You guys will be playing together tomorrow night. There will be other musicians in attendance and probably jamming after after the show. Jamming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's at the Idaho Poor Authority over there on Cedar Street here in Sandpoint. Get there early for some of Charlie's grandmother's famous homemade lasagna. Nice. Excellent. Cheers. Thanks so much,
guys. Thanks, Jack. Yeah, no, yeah. This was fun.
Thanks for coming up. Come on up anytime. This was great. And we'll return now to Otto's Eclectic Mix here on 88.5 KRFY. And I'm taking requests for the next few minutes. The phone number, 208-265-2992. Thanks for listening to Panhandle Community Radio.
Whoa.